From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The fall TV season is getting underway, and Whoopi starts tonight. That's the sitcom starring comedian Whoopi Goldberg, known for her blunt take on race issues, and her new show is no exception.
You don't like her because she's white?
I don't like her because she's 12! Bring a 12-year-old up in here like that. What are you thinking?
Hey, Rita has a certain joie de vivre. She's fun, unpredictable, and she's introduced me to hip-hop, rap, and just a whole world I've never known.
So she's teaching you how to be black.
One of the show's surprises is British-Iranian actor Amid Jalili, who makes comic hay of everything from ethnic profiling to bombs, dicey topics in the post-9/11 era. NPR's Netta Ulaby spoke to Jalili in New York.
Baby, I'll go where the work is. Whoever gives me a job.
Amid Jalili is describing a career in which he's shamelessly played his share of swarthy Middle Eastern cartoons.
I took parts for money. I played a Hallmark version of Cleopatra. I think an emperor says, take him away, and I scream saying, it wasn't me who stole the grain! Please! And that was it. That was my line. It wasn't me who stole the grain. Could you make the accent a bit more shrill, please? But that was when you're a starving actor, you'll take anything.
In 1998, Jalili received what he calls his big Hollywood break. In the lavish adventure movie, The Mummy, Jalili played a greasy Egyptian prison warden.
Really filthy Arab, just the butt of all the jokes. And I slide down a rope and John Hannah says, what's that awful smell? And then my buttocks come into view and it's all that stuff. So I thought, well, my only way out of this and to still play along the corporate line is just make him funny.
Jalili didn't expect to make a living out of what he calls Arab scumbag roles. He was born in Britain 36 years ago, the son of a dressmaker and a reporter for an Iranian newspaper. The family remained in London after the Shah's overthrow in 1979, and Jalili found himself entranced by the stage. Originally, Jalili says, he fancied himself a brooding, dark actor in the manner of Al Pacino. But not even his loved ones were convinced.
My wife always said to me, you know, you have more of a Danny DeVito look about you. I think I dropped the Pacino thing, and maybe you should go into stand-up comedy.
Jalili's wife is also his writing partner. A few years ago, she suggested building a one-man show around his looks.
I said, what, a Danny DeVito show? She goes, no, you look like a short, fat kebab shop owner's son. And that was the name of the show.
The Short, Fat Kebab Shop Owner's Son was a hit at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and it led to the offer of a role at NBC.
The character itself was originally written as a Russian.
Whoopi Goldberg, also executive producer, plays a washed-up R&B singer named Mavis Ray, who's reinvented herself as the proprietor of a boutique hotel in Manhattan. Goldberg says when she saw a tape of Jalili's routine, she knew he'd be perfect for the hotel's handyman.
Nassim, with the noise! We got guests, come on!
In one scene, Mavis promotes Nassim to concierge, but he picks a fight with a guest who makes a well-meaning but wrongful assumption.
Son of a bitch, what's wrong with you?
Did you see what he did? He thought I was an Arab.
Who cares?
I care. I'm not Arab. I'm Persian. It's so obvious. I mean, you can tell the difference.
Hell no, I can't tell the difference. All you people look alike to me.
My God. I will never dance your music again.
Oh, come on, Nassim.
No, never. Forget it.
Don't. I love, oh my baby, don't. I love, you know I want it from you, don't.
The challenge has been to get the writers past what they think they know, or what they think they know that's funny, and make it something that's also meaningful.
Goldberg says right now, Middle Easterners are boogeymen in the American imagination. And while that can make for sensational comedy, it means the show has had to redefine some of the boundaries between writers and actors. The job of keeping the character from caricature, she says, has fallen largely to Jalili.
Almond is somewhat reticent to say to the writers, you know, that doesn't feel really comfortable. And I think once everybody realized that they could not write this character without him, that he had to be part of the process, I think he's become more comfortable with it.
I'm very mindful of every word I say.
Jalili and Goldberg say they're extremely sensitive to the timing of their debut in relation to September 11th. They don't want to trouble people affected by terrorism. But Jalili says comedy offers something culturally crucial, a kind of edgy reflection that doesn't tip into offensiveness.
If you're going to do jokes, for example, about, you know, women with beards in the Middle East, you can make it more absurd. Like, say, she had a complicated beard, like Kenny Rogers, you know, that kind of stuff. You have to take it into the surreal and absurd to make that stuff funny.
Nassim isn't the first sitcom character in American television of Middle Eastern descent. Think of Klinger on MASH. But Jalili says the network has received email protesting his inclusion.
Many people have said America's definitely not ready for a principal character in a sitcom to be Middle Eastern. Doesn't matter if you're Iranian, doesn't matter if you have no connections with the Middle East. The fact that you're, even if you're a British person, just your ethnicity, we're not ready for it.
But some people are ready. A group of Iranian Americans, all within that demographic sweet spot between 18 and 35, are watching an episode of Whoopi in which Nassim finds a briefcase in the hotel lobby and becomes convinced it's a bomb.
My experience in the militia says that this is the perfect size for what we used to call the double plastique supreme.
The double plastique supreme? Where are you people buying your bombs, Dairy Queen?
They're relieved he's not a terrorist, but this audience still wishes Nassim was a doctor, not a handyman. And they find his slovenly flannel shirts very un-Iranian.
I mean, I think he portrayed us well on a stereotypical level, but then there were some issues like the accent, even his name.
Yeah,
Nassim.
Like,
Nassim is more
name.
Of a female
name.
Yeah.
But 24-year-old Reza Breakstone says none of this really matters. While he doesn't think the show stacks up to Seinfeld, Jalili represents an important breakthrough.
His character puts us in the ballgame for the first time. I mean, we're on TV now, and whether they get it right or not, I don't think is as important as the fact that they got him on.
Absolutely.
And that is huge.
These young Iranians are baffled by the notion that Jalili's character could be seen as controversial. The sitcom is showing in America they live in every day. Meanwhile, Jalili has temporarily returned to Britain, where audiences are about to see his first major film role. He co-stars with Orlando Bloom in a movie called The Calcium Kid.
And it was so good and so refreshing for me not to be banging on about my ethnicity, just a typical Cockney, you know, boxing manager who's got his own ideas and he's got his own way of talking, his own way of thinking. So that was very, very good to do, and my ethnicity wasn't an issue.
Ahmed Jalili's ethnicity won't be an issue in his next big project either. In an upcoming biopic of the painter Amadeo Modigliani, Jalili plays Pablo Picasso. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.